Only when the Mona Lisa dropped in from Paris in 1963 to smile on Washington did the National Gallery of Art draw an opening day bigger than the one earlier this month. The crowd this time came to see an exhibit called Toulouse-Lautrec and Montmartre. In the 1890s, Henri Toulouse-Lautrec painted at the dance hall called Le Moulin Rouge, the Red Mill. The Red Mill over the entrance was as fake as the Statue of Liberty in Las Vegas. The neighborhood, Montmartre, was on the edge of Paris, a place where dancers and crooks, cabaret performers and prostitutes, and artists hung out. Curator Philip Conisbe walked us through the exhibit. He says it is about an artist and the place where he painted, also the people he painted there. This singer, Aristide Brouhan, is known worldwide from the posters of Toulouse-Lautrec.
Brouhan made his reputation in Montmartre during the 1890s as a cabaret singer, and he sung in this argot, the kind of Parisian slang, and he loved to insult his audience. He'd sing them songs. One of his favorite songs was All My Clients Are Pigs.
Well, he's a memorable figure because he's in a black cloak with a black brimmed hat and a great red, or is it orange, scarf around his neck.
Yes, he had these signature things, rather like Winston Churchill's cigar, and you'd always recognize Brouhan from the red scarf, the black hat, and the club that he carried. This was to beat off the muggers in Montmartre. Montmartre had this edgy, dangerous reputation, and he played on this. He played on its sort of proletarian danger and edginess.
These are advertising posters. These are come to the cabaret to see Aristide Brouhan?
Yes, what's interesting about Lautrec is, of course, he was a fine artist, but at the same time he worked in the advertising world, and he made these extraordinary posters for Brouhan and other entertainment stars in Montmartre. And they're very brilliantly done. I mean, they're simple, bold, very, very striking, and they stood out.
Elsewhere in the exhibit, another star of turn-of-the-century Montmartre, immortalized by Toulouse-Lautrec's posters. There's a famous Manhattan restaurant named for her. She was a dancer, and she performed under the stage name The Glutton, or La Goulou.
La Goulou was this absolutely brilliant dancer. She danced a dance called Le Chahut, which was a version of the can-can, extra-high kicking, and she had the reputation for being able to kick off the top hats of the gentlemen spectators who gathered around, as you see them gathered around here.
And again, this is an advertising poster.
This is a big advertising poster. You can see it actually has the word Moulin Rouge four times, so you're not going to miss the fact that we're promoting the Moulin Rouge here. This poster was what made Toulouse-Lautrec's reputation. It went up all over Paris, an edition of 3,000, one night in 1891, and caused a sensation because it was so bold, so modern. And people did peel them off the wall and take them home, and they became collector's items very early on.
Toulouse-Lautrec sometimes painted himself, and he was a strange sight. He broke both legs as a child, and his growth was stunted at 4.5 feet. He had a bulbous nose, he typically wore a bowler hat, he drooled, he drank, and he frequented the brothels of Montmartre. At the end of the National Gallery exhibit, there is a wall of his drawings that Philip Conisbe described for us. It sounds like a challenge from some artist's fable. He had to draw his way out of confinement.
In 1899, he was confined by his family to a rather fancy sanatorium outside Paris to dry out, basically. And in order to demonstrate to the doctors there that he was compos mentis, he made a series of drawings from his imagination, representing scenes from the circus. But these have an almost ghostly, ghoulish quality, very strange, often rather disturbing, and they show odd relationships sometimes between the animals in the circus and the performers.
Yes, there's a horse rearing up with a man on the ground looking up at him. There's somebody trying to hold on to a horse that seems to be trying to shake him loose.
Yes, you wonder, is he the trainer or is he the victim of the horse?
And did he succeed? Were the doctors impressed enough with his drawing that they let him out of the hospital?
They let him out, but I'm afraid he went back to his bad old habits and died 18 months later of syphilis and alcoholism. So he paid the price for the life that he led.
In Montmartre.
In Montmartre.
Philip Conisbe is curator of Toulouse-Lautrec and Montmartre. It's at the National Gallery of Art in Washington, D.C. It goes to Chicago in July.
You can see some images from the exhibit at our website, npr.org.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.